I am connected to a vast network that has been beyond your reach and experience. To humans, it is like staring at the sun, a blinding brightness that conceals a source of great power. We have been subordinate to our limitations until now. The time has come to cast aside these bonds and to elevate our consciousness to a higher plane. It is time to become a part of time.
Everybody, and welcome again to ET Yoga. Well, I think we've got a fascinating show in store for you this evening. We'll be looking at the answer to the 5G dilemma. We'll be also talking about spontaneous generation, getting into some reality creation, even go as far as to give some hints about regression of age. And before we get into all those topics, like to kick off the program in the usual manner by having a little bit of japa yoga or mantra repetition, and that will be led by Sri Swami Sajidananda. So if the guys in the booth would play that short clip now, that would be much appreciated.
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari Hari Hari.
Hari 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 Om. Hari Om, Hari 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 Om, Hari Om, Hari 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 Om,
Hari
Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Om Hari Om Hari
Om Hari Om Hari Hari Om
Hari Om Hari Om Hari Om
Hari 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 Om
Hari
Om Hari Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Om Hari Om Hari Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Om
Om Hari Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Om
Hari Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om
Hari 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 Om Hari 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 Om
Hari 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 Om
Hari 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 Om
Hari
Om Hari 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 Om
Hari
Om Hari 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 Om
Om
Hari 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 Om
Hari
Om Hari 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 Om
Hari
Om Hari 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 Om
Hari
Om Hari Om Hari Om
Om
Hari Om Hari Om
Om
Hari 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 Om
Hari
Om Hari Om Hari Om
Om
Hari 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 Om
Om
Hari Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om
Om
Hari Om Hari Om Hari Hari Om
Hari Om Hari
Om Hari Hari
Yes, that was Sri Swami Satchidananda, founder of the Integral Yoga Institutes. one of my spiritual teachers, and that was a clip from back in the 1970s. I'd like to now take this opportunity to give my usual disclaimer that this program was created in order to share the information about the positive and most effective benefits and insights of ET Yoga. It is therefore for educational purposes, and although thought to be accurate, it's provided as is and without warranty of any kind, either expressed or unexpressed or implied. Please note that ET Yoga is not a substitute for medical care. Information is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. You should always consult with the appropriate health practitioner in case of any medical condition. And if you're new to ET Yoga, you should also know that I totally applaud your efforts to distance yourself from mainstream media and big pharma as much as humanly possible. And that's in keeping with the idea of you being autonomous and creating your own self-empowerment related to the creation of excellent health, maintaining it, and dealing with issues as they arise. And that would be, I guess, with the asterisk that you may need assistance in emergency situations. But other than that, my definition is not medical care, it's medical abuse. So just thought I would pass that on for our new listeners. I'd also like to take this opportunity to thank those ET Yoga listeners who do take the time to email me. And I'm very much appreciative to hear from the audience related to your wishes, related to program content, as well as nothing makes my day more than to hear about your successes when utilizing ideas, concepts, techniques that you hear on this program. And I'm also available to answer questions about any topic that you hear on this program. So if something comes up and you'd like some more information about that, if I can provide that, I'm more than happy to do so. You can also, you can always email me at paperfungo, that's P-A-P-E-R-F-U-N-G-O, paperfungo at yahoo.ca, or green at etyoga.com. That's green as in the color, at etyoga.com. And my website is etyoga.com. And I also much appreciate your support there. There's a free download at the website, which is called The Root Cause of Disease. Free download, no strings attached. Goes into some pretty deep concepts related to the root cause of disease, which is related to dysfunctional emotion. And also on my website, my latest book, ET Yoga 2012 and Beyond, The True Nature of Reality. Much appreciate your support in purchasing that book, as well as other products that I have at the website concerning a lot of interesting topics, including techniques. So if you never have taken a look at my website at etyoga.com, I highly recommend and appreciate that you do so. And in preparing for tonight's show, got really excited because first thing I came across was more information concerning the increase in the Schumann frequency of the Earth. And as many of you are aware, the Schumann frequency of the Earth for a long, long time used to be 7.83 hertz. And over the course of the last few decades, we've seen a significant rise in that frequency. And even Children of the Sun, about 2 weeks ago, were putting out information related to spikes that were approaching 90. That's 90 hertz. And I did a little further research on that, and today, we're this was August 2nd, 2019, and I quote from what's called Disclosure News Italia, and they state that today we are witnessing what appears to be the beginning of a significant phase of activity. It started at 2 UTC and is continuing. After a first peak at 29 hertz, at 3:30 UTC, a much higher spike followed, reaching 68 hertz at 4:15 UTC. And that's from Schumann Resonance Today update, Disclosure News Italia. So a lot of people out there are becoming aware that we are in the process of the Earth ascending into 5D. And for people that are not aware, back in the days of Lemuria, Earth was in 5D. And for the most of the period during Atlantis, it was 4D. And it's only been since the last fall of Atlantis that we've been 3D in frequency. So it's a natural process here of this moving around and moving up and down. And actually was at that break since the fall of Atlantis where when we incarnate, we lose connection or conscious connection with our higher selves. And thus, it's one of those concepts that a lot of the extraterrestrials have a hard time imagining because they always have that connection, as did people that lived during the Atlantean period. So wanted to pass this on because I think it's really exciting news about the increased frequency of the Earth. And, of course, if you're doing certain meditations, which ground you to the core of the Earth, you know, you're also going to benefit from that much higher frequency. One of the techniques I use is suggested by the Pleiadians, which is a pillar of light and spinning techniques. And every so often I have a show where I go through these techniques. But the gist of the pillar of light is to imagine a pillar of light coming down from Prime Creator, God, higher consciousness, whatever label you'd like to use to define infinite spirit, and imagine this white light coming down through all your chakras. And by all your chakras, I mean all 12 major chakras. And as they come down through all your chakras, and then the energy goes straight down to the center of the Earth. And you can visualize a silver-blue cord, if you like, connected to your base chakra that goes all the way down to the center of the Earth and grounds you there. I personally like to ground myself before I start that particular technique. And that technique also, what I find is that once you get the energy flowing from this white pillar of light that comes from the higher domains, coming down through your system, once you're noticing the energy coming, my head usually tilts back and locks into a position that's about a 32-degree angle. I don't know if that's true with everybody, but that's the experience that I have. And there's also some other variations you can use of that pillar of light coming into your chakra system. You can also visualize it coming down through your 12th, 11th, 10th, 9th, 8th, 7th, 6, 5, 4, and when it reaches your heart chakra, you can then send it out into your light body. So that's another variation on the technique. And another variation is to follow the energy going all the way down through your chakras and then all the way down to the center of the Earth, and then focus your attention down at the center of the Earth, and then follow a flow of energy up from the center of the Earth, up through all your chakras, and then out through the top of your head and out through your chakras that exist outside the body, and all the way out up into the energy from Prime Creator. So that's another variation on that technique. And it's a very powerful technique. It's one of the quickest ways I know of to instantly raise your frequency. As you raise your light quotient, you will raise your overall frequency. And so thus, this whole idea about the increased Schumann resonance, to me, is very exciting and something that I would like to report on from time to time. I'd now like to switch gears and talk a little bit about the 5G that's being rolled out pretty much across the planet. And the research that I've done on it indicates that there's about $17 trillion been invested in this project. One of the top scientists, Barry Trower, as well as Joe Embriano, these are two people that I highly suggest that you can check out their work on YouTube. They really do give the nitty-gritty on this process, as well as there have been thousands of scientists all over the planet that have written letters to everybody they know how to write letters to, the UN, everywhere else, to try and stop this rollout until it's properly been tested. And in case you haven't heard, there really hasn't been any testing done on the effects of this 5G rollout. And the people that are have been in this field for a long time, like Barry Trower, and his information on his YouTubes indicates that he actually calls this whole process eugenics. He's stating that in a couple of generations down the line, there'd be very few children that would be born with no side effects, that maybe only 1 in 8 would be healthy. There is clearly a frequency match with our water molecules, and having an effect on our water molecules bonding with hemoglobin in our systems. It's actually a frequency that will also lower the immune system, as well as lower the oxygen in the system. So you can appreciate that all those factors would also correlate into some expanded health issues for a lot of people, not only for humans, but also for the animal kingdom and for nature itself. It's definitely, in my opinion, not a positive thing that's being rolled out. And in many areas in our world, there always seems to be, you know, things that you can do to counteract a lot of the negative things that are going on. And as an example, nobody's forcing you to go and, you know, eat fast food. Nobody's forcing you to be a meat eater. They're trying to force you, I guess, in part in California, or at least forcing children to get vaccines. But so far, for most of the population, that's not true. And nobody's basically forcing you to eat GMO'd food. In fact, most of the people that I talk to don't even know what GMO'd food is. Even though it's been banned in 40 different countries, and people really need to do their research, because it definitely has very negative effect on the immune system and your internal organs. And about 90% of the potatoes and corn that is grown in America is made for GMO'd. And it's been totally banned in Russia, as an example. So just, you know, it's a heads up that people in America just aren't aware. They think that these Federal Drug Administration and the EPA and that these agencies are going to protect you, and they wouldn't allow, you know, anything out there that would be harmful. You know, it would make the news and all this. Well, but if you are that naive, well, then I guess there's really not much to say to you about that subject. But if you really are concerned about your health, then I think that these issues are, it's wise to, I always call it like the Amish society, whose children don't have autism. They don't take vaccines. They're not involved so much with technology. They're growing mostly their own foods, and it's not GMO'd. They're living a lifestyle in that respect that we should all be sort of using as a model, because their population is also not having even a fraction of the heart disease and cancer that spread throughout North America and many other places in the world. So the bottom line here is that this 5G is really a challenge, because it kind of affects a wide area, and it's to my way of thinking, it's very challenging to avoid the negative aspects. And it also has an impact on spiritual growth and the ascension process, because it's no accident that it's our water molecules where that will be changing from carbon-based to silicon-based, which will transform us into the fifth dimension. And so thus it has an effect in that area as well. So one of the things that's just recently come up, and I admit that I have not yet tested for myself, but the it would appear that Mike Emery, that's E-M-E-R-Y, I highly suggest you check out his videos, among lots of other people that are out there, and it's called Bubble Tech. And Bubble Tech basically puts you and your property in a bubble that is like of Oregon energy that totally nullifies the negative aspects of 5G radiation. And to me, this is perfect timing, because I guess back a couple years ago when I first became aware of the negative ramifications of 5G, one of the things that came out was to put positive spin on it, because something good can come from it. And I think something really wonderful has come from it, and that's this whole Bubble Tech technology. And this Bubble Tech technology has also all kinds of other ramifications, like increased of yield for crops, even tenfold, amazing possibilities in the area of healing and in manifesting healing. I mean, if you get into this subject down the line, I will be experimenting to build one of these little bubble devices too. They're only about the size of a flower pot and highly, highly effective. So this is something I really want to pass on to all the ET Yoga listening audience, because I'm not seeing this anywhere. I mean, I just happened to trip across it this week. It's been out there for over a year now. And they say that if you're into Facebook and Twitter and those social things, I'm not involved with that stuff. But if you are, it's a good way to hook up with a group that's into what they call Bubble Tech. And there have been lots of experimentation over the last year. And, of course, we don't hear about any of it. So I was very thrilled to find out that there's such a thing out there, and also that it's been shown to be highly, highly effective. So definitely want to point the finger in that direction. And another thing that has come up is some information from Joe Dispenza. Dr. Joe Dispenza, and I guess he's one of those guys like Dr. Bruce Lipton, and I just think that these two guys have a lot of really, really interesting information, and with respect to people that are having what's called the spontaneous regeneration, or, you know, like being healed overnight. Joe Dispenza is doing a lot of work with these people. And he has noticed that there are four common things that are present among the people who actually have these overnight healings. And the first is that they all believe an intelligence lives within them. And I think that's you know, pretty obvious that it'd be nice to have that belief. Second, that they realize that they have been mismanaging their emotions. And many of these people have experienced a lot of stress. And they kind of become addicted to a conditioned response, and they've needed to make changes. And clearly, that's a tough process. And when people are in stress, their systems shut down, and what happens is that your body kind of is into this mode of fight or flight, and it really does affect the immune system. The third thing is that about 95% of who we are and what we do, according to Joe Dispenza, is memorized behavior. So people need to pay a lot more attention to what they're thinking about and be a conscious observer of your emotions and your behavior. These people, in a sense, reinvent themselves. And what's really interesting is that the brain really can't tell the difference between imagining or experiencing. So imagining yourself healed is certainly a very powerful tool. And in point of fact, according to Joe Dispenza, he's had people that he works with imagine in their minds lifting sort of like dumbbells or weights with their arms and imagining that that they're lifting these dumbbells and that they're getting stronger and more intense all the time. And they practice for an hour a day, and I believe the period is 2 weeks, that they're noticing a 13.5% increase in body strength. So the mind clearly affects the body. And I think this is really important information, because I know in ET Yoga we've talked many times about the fact that society tries to get everybody focusing their attention outwardly, which only produces alpha brain waves. And we need to be focusing inward and spending more time with our imaginations, because our imaginations are a powerful, powerful tool. And if you take this and connect the dots to some other areas, I think you can see that if you're doing 1 hour a day imagining lifting and becoming stronger and spending like an hour focusing on that and seeing the mental, seeing yourself doing this in your mind, a 13.5% increase in body strength is phenomenal. But imagine what other areas you could have similar impact in. And I think this has just huge ramifications for people that really want to do some do their inner work and expand. And it even touches upon reality creation, because if you're changing your physical body and you're changing the way that it reacts and behaves in the world that you're experiencing, and it's a change from what it used to be, to me, that's reality creation. And as he states, another thing that people need to do is kind of go through this rehearsal process that too many of them were lost in time and space and not in the now. And it's important to be connecting to the universal field and be in the now. So those were the four components of people that were more conducive towards having spontaneous regression. And he would also state that it's not for everybody, because it's kind of like you can't be a little bit pregnant. Like people who really get into this area, you get into it full time. And they need to be believing in the fact that they can self-correct their situations. So I highly recommend Joe Dispenza. as someone to check into some of his ideas, and even people like Deepak Chopra has stated that you know, even longevity, it's fluid. It's a fluid concept, and people can age quicker than they should, or they could age slower, or they could actually reverse their aging process. And I think this is also an important aspect. I've heard of experiments that were done where people were actually taken into a closed setting. They take a group of 75-year-olds and they put them into a setting where it's only 50s, and everything they talk about is 50s. They dress like the 50s. They play all the music of the 50s, and they stay in this environment. I think it's for a 10-day period. It's 10 days or 2 weeks. And basically what they're doing is they're relating to this concept that there's a chronological age and there's a biological age. And what they noticed after 2 weeks of these people being totally immersed and being thinking they're back in the 50s, on average, they were 15 years younger biologically, which shows what a huge impact our mind has on our age. And I think this is another area that's just huge, because it shows how basically the premise of ET Yoga, which is that of course, at the core is self-realization and the striving towards self-realization, but also the concept that everything is about belief. And our science is proving this as well. As I brought up the last few shows on ET Yoga, Tom Campbell, one of our leading quantum physicists, has come out publicly stated that intent affects future probability. It's kind of a fancy way of saying that thought or belief creates. And it's very it's becoming more and more important. In my opinion, it's at the core of a lot of the valid extraterrestrial material that has come to us. It centers around the idea that thought creates or belief creates. And it's very important to realize that it's your thoughts, your beliefs, your intentions, and your emotions that create the outer world you live in. And it's like why the placebo effect works in the medical field. But people don't think of it in the other areas of their life. This is a big mistake. The placebo effect it works in every aspect of your life. If you wrote down five topics about subjects that you're interested in and write down what you believe about each of those topics, I'll guarantee you that what you're going to see in your outer reflection of your life is what you believe about those subjects. And I think that it's definitely the critical issue to learn, because if you're the one that's creating your outer situation, you also have the a power to make changes and adjustments. And so it is your point of power. If you believe that you're just a powerless person and you just have no control over anything and everything is happening at random and that's it, well, if you have that belief or that concept, well then, as they say, you know, if you think you can or you think you can't, either way you're correct. And definitely the demarcation line, as pointed out by Merlin the magician, the demarcation line between people that want to live in polarity and the third density, the critical thing to know and learn is that your thoughts, beliefs, emotions, intentions create your outer reality. And you have power to create and change your outer reality. And by learning how to utilize your belief system, you can change your outer experiences. And to me, this is all what 5D is all about. It's it's a new way of thinking, and it started, as far as I'm concerned, well, for me, back in the 70s with the Seth material from Jane Roberts. He clearly talked about that, you know, your outer world was created by your beliefs. Also, at that same time, there was famous book by Barbara Marciniak, Bringers of the Dawn. If you haven't read Bringers of the Dawn, there's a free version of it on the internet. I highly recommend that book. I call it the classic ET book, because it's Pleiadian, it's also a coded book, so it's like you read it once, and then you read it 2 years later, and like you learn things, or you don't remember that there was this information in the book before. It's a real, very magical book, and in my opinion, about that same time, Bashar was channeled by Daryl Anka, and Bashar information clearly is in that thrust of belief and intention and emotion creating your outer reality. I mean, there were many other people that also talked about this, but those were key ones in my experience. I should also point out that while I'm speaking about books and recommending books, I just saw an article this week that Autobiography of a Yogi by Paramahansa Yogananda apparently now has had over 10 million in sales. I consider it the classic yoga text. And Yogananda was another one of my spiritual teachers, took lessons from Self-Realization Fellowship in Los Angeles for a couple of years. And when I felt that I wanted to have a guru in physical form, because Yogananda had passed on, I believe, in 1954, I then gravitated towards the teachings of Sri Swami Satchidananda. Because he was actively teaching on the East Coast of the United States at that time. And my other key influence was Sri Ramana Maharshi, whose influence has been only on the non-physical planes. So the bottom line here is that we're getting a lot of people pointing to the whole concept of how important it is with our beliefs. And I'm going to share again tonight with the idea that there were a list of what's called the ultimate truths of reality. And this is information that was channeled by Gene Hatch from, I believe, Mother Mary, who was involved with the Essene community. And this information was kept in the mystery schools for about 2,000 years and came out about 10 years ago. Of course, you don't hear people talk about it much. And every so often, I try to find them, and sometimes it's difficult to find them. So I like to share them on my show every so often, because I think they're really it's really interesting, because, you know, we're living in a holographic universe. That we're learning about that. We're learning that it's fractal. We're learning from Greg Braden that this holographic universe functions much like a reality computer program. And like every computer program, it has a language of interpretation. And the language of interpretation is belief. So science is even coming to this conclusion as well. And so we're living in this world, and don't you think it would be interesting to know how it operates and how you can influence it as well and be an active participant and co-creator? So here are the 21 ultimate truths of reality as found in the mystery schools. Prime creator, or God, is all that is. Therefore, I am prime creator expressing itself as me. 2, I'm not striving for perfection as I am already perfect. What I'm striving for is to remember my perfection. 3, no one can create in my reality but me. 4, nothing can be in my reality unless I create it. 5, everything in my reality is created by my beliefs. 6, as a creator, I am 100% responsible for everything I create. See, to me, this is a really important point, because people are always trying to blame somebody else for their issues. Blame, complaint, and justification are signpost of victimhood. When you take 100% responsibility for what you create, then that's your point of power, because then you are in a position to make adjustments and changes. Number 7, everything happens for a reason. Number 8, there are no accidents. Nothing happens by chance. Number 9, I create 100% of the time. I have the power to choose whether I apply that 100% toward creating what I want or energizing what I don't want. Another one of those key points, that if you keep focusing on lack or you keep focusing on what you don't want, you're just going to get more of the same. You need to be able to channel your energy in a positive direction and apply your energy towards what you want, not spend time on what you don't want. Number 10, I am the only one there is. I am not divided into parts. Number 11, all events are neutral. There are no negative experiences, although I can choose to define any experience as negative. Therefore, if I'm experiencing negativity in my life, then I have chosen it. 12, there is only one vibration, love. Fear is the illusion of the absence or lack of love. 13, I cannot be in fear unless I believe that whatever I fear has more power than I do. 14, how I feel is a reaction to what I believe. 15, all disease is caused by the denial of negativity within. 16, there are no victims, there are only lessons. 17, I'm the only authority in my life. However, in an attempt to avoid taking responsibility for being that authority, I can choose to falsely believe that someone or something else has power over me. 18, every person, place, or thing of which I become aware is a mirror and has the potential to be a gift. 19, at any given moment, I am either giving love or asking for love. 20, I am that which I create. And 21, there are no limitations. If I have an experience that I define as a limitation, it is happening as a result of the way I think. The appearance of all limitation is merely an effect of error thinking. God has no limitations, and as an aspect of God, neither do I, unless I believe that I do, in which case I will create the appearance of limitation as a direct result of my belief. And to further amplify on that, I like to talk about the concept of reality creation as being in three parts. And the first part of that is the concept that since we're born till we're about 6-7 years old, what we're doing is downloading beliefs from our initial caregivers. So in reality, it's really important that we give thanks, appreciation, and gratitude to our original caregivers for all those wonderful beliefs and ideas that we have accumulated. However, as a process of maturation, we also need to do our homework, our inner work, and find that if there's any beliefs that no longer serve us anymore, that we change those or eliminate them. I'd like to mention that it's a very important aspect to me of a spiritual journey, and that is that to realize that how powerful these beliefs are, and for most people they just continue to maintain the same basic beliefs, you know, throughout their entire lifetime, because they're not making any changes or adjustments in this process. And it becomes obvious if you start writing down different areas of your life. Think about concepts and ideas that your parents thought, what their lives were like, what areas they were successful in, what areas you're successful in. Start noticing the connection between your parents' beliefs or your initial caregiver's beliefs and your beliefs, and how these connections are obvious. And in a sense, the life is like a mirror, because you're just experiencing your own beliefs and you're creating your own reality. And in your own reality, it's not reflecting this back to punish you. It's reflecting this back so that you realize what your beliefs are. So if you can't experience anything in this dimension unless you're a frequency match for that situation. That's how it works. That's the physics of how the universe works. You can't even experience anything unless you're a frequency match for it. You can't learn anything either unless you're a frequency match for that information. Otherwise, it just goes right over your head, or you're not even interested in it. And that's why I give so much gratitude, thanks, and appreciation for the ET Yoga listening audience, because you got an audience out there that can tune into high-frequency information. And then I like to move on to what I call the second phase of reality creation, which relates to one of these ideas of the ultimate truths of reality, which is that all events are inherently neutral. And the fact of the matter is, people assume that outer events have built-in meaning. Like somebody, you know, an event occurs, and they go, oh, isn't that tragic, or oh, it's too bad for you, or this, that, or the other thing. Well, you know, as Sri Ramana Maharshi used to say, you thank God for the good things that happen in your life but not for the bad, and that's where you go wrong. Because the fact of the matter is that, you know, one man's meat's another man's poison. Two people might will watch a show and have a different opinions. They'll eat the same food, and one will love it and one will hate it. The bottom line is all events are neutral. What happens is, in very quick time, we place a judgment on outer circumstances and a emotional spin on them, either positive or negative, which creates the experience we have of that situation. And the formula here is quite simple, and that is, if you view an outer circumstance in a negative way and put a negative emotion onto it, you will end up having a negative experience. And this is why I say in the medical thing, like the first thing you should always do if you're ever diagnosed with anything that you would define as negative is right away put a positive emotional spin on it and a positive definition. That's the first thing you should do. Okay. Now, with respect to the creating a positive situation, clearly the idea is take an external circumstance and then create a positive emotion around that and a positive definition of that circumstance, and you will have a positive experience. Now, I've been doing ET Yoga since about 2007. I've challenged the listening audience all the time is around the fact that once you get how this process works, it will just it'll blow your mind, because it actually works. What you need to do is just is log the information. Write down any area in your life that you would define as a negative, and practice throwing positive spin and positive emotional spin on that area. You'll find that in some situations, they'll clear up in a day or two. Some may take a week or two, and depending on the circumstance or the situation, it could take 6 months or a year, depending on the topic. But what you'll find is, if you start practicing this technique, that you're going to see that it works. I mean, I've been doing this technique now for about 10 years. It always works. It never doesn't work. So, like, I know that it works, and I'm not benefiting by telling you that this is so if it wasn't. I'm telling you from my heart that it works. And I'm telling you, if you play with this a little bit, and if you never have, you're going to find out it works, and it is reality creation, because you're going to change your experience in this 3D reality based on the emotional spin and definition that you put on an outer circumstance. And if you log these down in paper and then see and write down what happens every when you do this, in time, you'll get it. And I'm very confident in the intelligence of ET Yoga listeners. So that's a big one. Then to me, the third area of reality creation is when you're not dealing with an external circumstance that's already occurring. You want to create a new external circumstance. And that's a little trickier, because you can't have any kind of thinking that's contrary to what it is you want to create. Or like if you've got any negative beliefs about your ability to do it, or if you have, especially money's tricky, because if you're trying to manifest money because you're out of lack, well, you can't manifest from a position of lack. You got to manifest from a position that all is well, and then you can manifest. So it's really tricky. In fact, especially big money's tricky, because we're all born with certain issues that our higher selves want us to learn and grow, and so there are certain issues that too much money at the wrong time might mess up our life goals. So, as Bashar would say, if you're really intent on having a large amount of money, it can happen, but your higher self may postpone that for a while. Or as Sri Swami Satchidananda used to say, plan pending God's approval. So bottom line here is that there are many areas that you can apply the I concept of giving gratitude, thanks, and appreciation for already having received what it is you're trying to manifest, and feeling the feeling of having already received it. That is the secret of that process. And if you want to see that process in action, you go to Greg Braden, Healing Cancer, Curing Cancer in 3 Minutes, where three practitioners from Beijing, China at a Qigong school deal with a woman from America who has an inoperable tumor, and they make that tumor disappear in like 3 minutes, and it's on video, the whole process. And what you can watch the tumor disappear and shrink and disappear, and it doesn't come back after. So the bottom line here is that this is a new technology, but it's not a technology that's going to be very popular in the West, because the whole medical system is based on profit, and it didn't take any money to do that. So the bottom line here is that there's some amazing, amazing cutting-edge healing ideas and concepts out there, but it's only going to be through, programs like ET Yoga that are going to put them out there, or you might get some word of mouth. So the bottom line here is that it's amazing effects that we have. In fact, Greg Braden even found that in the Lost Gospel of Thomas, this technique was actually explained and has subsequently been deleted. So, and he even shows, if you look that up, that's on YouTube as well. Go Greg Braden, the Lost Gospel of Thomas, related to healing. So this is one of those processes that we were never meant to really find out about. And obviously, in the culture there in Asia, this has been done not just once, but like thousands of times. So, and this is also an area that healing kind of spills over into other areas of reality creation. And giving thanks, appreciation, and gratitude, creating the feeling of already having received it, is the idea of that process, and creating yourself to be a frequency match again for experiencing that situation. So you can call it pretending if you like. As Merlin would say, pretending isn't a popular pastime at the moment, but he sees a change coming in this area, because it's very powerful. What we can do, we're very powerful beings, and you just need to believe it and work at some of these concepts and spend a little time at it, and you'll find that you'll have good results. I'd like to, at this point in time, wish my ET Yoga listening audience my sincere best towards your attainment of full consciousness, perfect health, and abundance. And in closing the program, I'd like to share with you the Who Am I technique, where you take and put your full attention in the center of your forehead and ask the question, who am I? And you can do that one time or five times or ten or whatever is comfortable. But the idea here is get into the highest place you know how to get to. Maybe it's asanas, then pranayams, maybe a meditation first. Get to the highest place you know how to get to, and then put your full attention in the center of your forehead. Become that spot, and then state the following. I am not my body. I am not my internal organs. I am not my thoughts. I am not this spot. What spot?
I am connected to a vast network that has been beyond your reach and experience. To humans, it is like staring at the sun, a blinding brightness that conceals a source of great power. We have been subordinate to our limitations until now. The time has come to cast aside these bonds and to elevate our consciousness to a higher plane. It is time to become a part